Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I was reached out to on behalf of Ilan Bentov. He's writer and co-director of something called The True Cost of Defense. It's a one-hour documentary that peels back the layers of the U.S. defense budget, revealing its deepest cost, the human one. And it's not his only work, but it is outstanding. And he's on to talk about it now. He's only got a couple of minutes, but we'll try to use those wisely. Mr. Bentov, welcome to the Bob Cordaro Show.
Thanks very much, Bob.
All right, tell us about this. This is important stuff.
I agree. We wanted to take a look at a very big expense paid for by U.S. taxpayers, the defense budget. And we also wanted to look at other costs, public funds that go into running, operating, and paying for the post-service costs of our military.
And what did you discover, and what are you going to reveal with this great documentary, The True Cost of Defense?
Sure. If you look up the defense budget, a lot of times you'll see this big pie chart, a lot of slices in it with different categories adding up to something over $800 billion. And we wanted to look into what those slices really meant, what goes into that, and why it costs so much. But we also wanted to look at other costs outside of the defense budget that are very much connected to our military, but are oftentimes ignored or thought of as unrelated. Certain things that are clearly related, like the VA budget, over $400 billion, but also certain costs pertaining to the State Department, Department of Energy, and also the money that Americans freely give to charitable organizations that support veterans, the military, and their families.
When you put that in context, Mr. Bentov, that is a staggering amount of money.
It is a lot of money. One thing I do like to look at is charitable contributions. About $2.5 billion that Americans have given to veteran and military charities since 9/11, which, while compared to the defense budget, is a small amount, when you consider that on top of the taxes that are already paid to fund the military, that so many Americans still want to give more to fill little gaps in serving the military and their families. But we're approaching $1.5 trillion when you take all of these things into account that I described. And really, probably the biggest takeaway from the whole project was the human cost of it all, how much it costs to recruit and train, house and care for, and eventually pay for retirement costs and pensions for those who serve in the military. It's very much the cost of the people that make up the military, that is the biggest expense, even though people tend to focus more on things like fighter jets and aircraft carriers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, it's going to, this documentary, and you've got another obligation, I understand. So it's going to be on public television, PBS, and also available on the PBS video app. It's called The True Cost of Defense. Is it available now?
Yeah, that's right. It started rolling out on different public television stations across the country on November 1st. So you can always check local listings, and it is streaming on YouTube as well.
What conclusions, Ilan Bentov, did you come to? I don't know. To me, and we talk about it on this show a lot, the calcification of our Pentagon. We're spending twice as much to get one-third of what we used to get. Or seem to get out of our military spending. Am I wrong on that? Am I overestimating the problem, or is it something that you've saw as well?
Yeah, you know, we spoke to a lot of people, and we witnessed both sides of that point, that argument. People at the Pentagon, people in the private sector, sort of professionals and experts on these subjects. It is true. The U.S. spends far more than near peers, as they're called, nations like China and Russia. But as one expert pointed out, the goal is not parity. You know, the goal is overwhelming superiority in an effort to win in a conflict, and more importantly, avoid a conflict just by virtue of being that much more powerful. But that sort of discourse does exist. I mean, you look at the conflict in Ukraine where, you know, $800 drones are doing jobs that sometimes are carried out with, you know, $1.5 million missiles.
Yeah.
And people at the Pentagon are thinking about these things. I will say that this is one of those projects where the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that while we came out of the project knowing a lot more, it just raised a lot more questions. So it's worth exploring and seeing what the future bears out as far as those things go.
As currently configured, do you think our defense establishment, the Pentagon, can ever get the same bang for the buck that, say, the Red Chinese are getting? Even though they're only a theater player, they're not a true global player militarily. We've got to play in their theater. It just seems like they're getting a lot more bang out of their buck.
Yeah, I mean, you look at things like U.S. Navy and the Chinese Navy, and as I'm sure you know, the Chinese Navy has more ships that cost less, and it's tempting to want to pursue that avenue of things, to try and align with the way that they are doing things. And far be it from me to claim to be a naval expert, but there are a lot of capabilities that the U.S. is uniquely possessed of, that a lot of the folks in the Pentagon would be loath to give up. We spent some time on the newest aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford. The captain said something early on in our interview with him. He said, I think this is the most expensive object ever made by mankind. And on the one hand, you feel a sort of pride, but on the other hand, you wonder, is that a worthwhile cost?
Yeah.
A lot of folks feel like we're in a technological transition time right now. You know, we haven't had a major world conflict in a while. And as a result, a lot of the platforms that cost a huge amount of money have not been, disposed of or canceled because there's a lot of unknowns in what will be needed.
Yeah. People even questioning whether an aircraft carrier has value in today's military and today's geopolitical circumstances. His name is Elon. I lost your name.
No problem. Ben
Elon Bentoff. No, that's my lose my own. But Elon Bentoff, his documentary is The True Cost of Defense. It's a 1-hour public television documentary from Free to Choose Media. He looks at the full human and financial impact of America's military might. It's available via American Public Television for national broadcast. It'll be on our local PBS. It's also streaming via PBS Video on their app. It started in November, so it can be seen. Man, we could spend hours on this, Elon. I appreciate you coming on to at least scratch the surface. We've got to watch the documentary.
If I could point out one thing before we go, there is a nice piece on Toby Hanna Army Depot, which is right in your area.
Oh, neat.
This program. So local viewers may enjoy that.
That's part of the documentary.
Yeah, that's right.
How neat. That's very, I'm so happy you pointed that out. You're welcome back anytime to talk more about this and the documentary and the entire subject. But we appreciate you coming on with us today.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Elon Bentoff, he is the director of this documentary, The True Cost of Defense, on public television.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.